quiet disruptors, creating change without shouting. Written and read by me, Sue Hetherington. Part 3. Change the conversation. Chapter 16. Become the change. It takes courage to show up and become who you really are. E. Cummings. When we think about the people who have made the most positive disruption in our world, it's rarely those with a megaphone. Neither is it those who simply told us what to do or drew diagrams for us to follow. Instead, these are people who have embodied the change they seek to make and have stepped forward, learning as they go and gathering people with them. None of these, from Nelson Mandela and Gandhi through to Greta Thunberg and Brené Brown, arrived on the scene as fully formed change makers. That's why I believe it's far more helpful to think in terms of becoming the change rather than trying to be the change. We don't just decide, we permit ourselves to grow. Otherwise, we might become discouraged and give up. Along the way, three dimensions help us step up from intention to fruitfulness in becoming thoughtful and creative change makers who make a difference in our world and work. Find your friends. Find your voice. Find your space. This isn't a linear process, but instead cycles of discovery. While there's no right place to start, getting stuck in one is like expecting to thrive on a diet of chocolate. There are consequences. The next three chapters are more like a handbook, offering bite-sized practical insights and suggestions to help you develop. Take your time and dip in and out as you need. In one sense, this is the work of a lifetime. Of course, we still have to cross the threshold, and the final short chapter helps us navigate our way over with a personal blessing on our endeavours. Enjoy the journey of becoming. Chapter 17. Find your friends. As human beings, we are fundamentally social and relational creatures. While you might not rush into the middle of a crowd, being completely isolated is an unhealthy place to be. We flourish when we feel seen and heard, and if we're bringing a message, in whatever form, that others may not grasp at first, then knowing that there is at least someone who's rooting for us is huge. They don't have to understand everything. They just have to believe in us and be prepared to ask the hard questions, to help us get back on our feet when we trip up and remind us that this is a journey, not a race. Sometimes these are long-term close friends, but there are also opportunities to find the others for a period, online and elsewhere. Being with them makes a difference. It gives us the confidence to stretch, to step out and grow, to try things out, knowing there is a safety net, because these are people who want us to become all that we can be and more. In 2018, I had a dawning realization that I'd become too isolated. I was drying up and needed to do something about it. Two vibrant online communities and a change of church community later, I realized just how vital this relational dimension is. It underpins everything else because we're not designed to be alone, even the most introverted amongst us. Don't wait until you become shriveled before taking action, even if it involves physically moving. Find the others. This is a brilliant refrain from Seth Godin in the Akimbo workshops. In his passion for encouraging and equipping people to go make a ruckus, he recognizes the fundamental importance of human connection. I suspect that for anyone who stands out, who appears to lead the charge for real change, that there are others. Those few who also get the issue, who share the idea, and who offer their support in multiple ways. Where are they? CESBlog, January 20th, 2015, reads, "Find the others. Tribes build sideways. And the connection economy depends on that simple truth. If you care about something, you must not wait for someone in charge to organise everyone else who cares about it." I'm not sure if Timothy Leary understood the urgency of his words. Today, when it's easier and faster to connect with people who are waiting to be connected, inaction is the same thing as opposition. 10 by 10 by 10 is 1,000. Do it twice and you're at 1,000,000. Seth Godin. It's no longer about putting an ad in the newspaper and waiting for the post to arrive, shooting in the dark and wondering if there's anyone out there. Our potential for connection travels both the people route, current estimate for degrees of separation are at 3 and falling, and the information highway. Search engines are powerful if used thoughtfully. Who are the people who share your interests and perspectives? What can you learn from them and what can you contribute? Where do the people like you congregate, in person and virtually? If these are folk who are at the sharp end, and those on the edge, the change makers who aren't content with the offering in the middle, then there probably won't be many. But they are there, and you need to find them. Not always to formally join forces, but to at least have a human reference point, to know that you're seen and heard. Therefore, even if it's an uphill struggle to change the conversation and talk about things that are important, you still know that there are others who understand you. Building generous communities. With the internet, we have the opportunity to do more than wave at a distance. We can build communities with generous intent, being with people who strengthen our courage to speak softly about things that matter. In my experience, the accent is on the quality of the community. What is the balance between being self-serving and genuinely enabling others to flourish? Because if the latter is the foundation, then everyone grows. It is organically transformative, not just transactional. When you see or experience this in operation, the effect is profound. But it's not what we often encounter. And it's 1,000,000 miles away from the usual networking activity. Those who have been to the Do lectures, whether in person or the online workshops, talk about their experience in these terms. So do those who've participated in any of the Akimbo workshops with Seth Godin, or the Right Company with Bernadette Jiwa. And there are more, both online and in person. People like us do things like this, and it's contagious. There are also smaller steps that you could take right now to find the others and start building a community online. For example, blogs. Taking time to hear someone share their passion and perspective is a good way to find the others. Expand your repertoire and see who you find. Creating. You also can start writing or creating and sharing yourself, generously and consistently showing up for others. Yes, it takes time, and it feels awkward at first, unleashing our imposter syndrome. But it will also help you find your voice and connect with the others who are encouraged by what they hear from you. Podcasts have a similar principle to blogs, and they are mushrooming. It's a fantastic new world, and it certainly crosses borders. Social media, Yes, this is the last on the list and probably should be approached with wisdom, as it can be a noisy and draining distraction. However, if used thoughtfully and selectively, it can also build generous communities. Finally, there are many ways in which we can build with others in person, whether that's discovering people in our workplaces and local areas, or responding to opportunities to join in wider communities of purpose. Some of the stories earlier in the book may have sparked your interest, or you may find the suggestions for finding your voice coming next will stir a desire to find the others. If so, take it seriously. You need them, and they need you. Thank you for listening to Quiet Disruptors. I hope it's inspired, encouraged, and even provoked you to become the change you want to see. If it has, then great. Please share it, buy the book, or post a review. It all helps. So, until we meet again, go gently and speak softly about the things that matter, because the world is waiting for you.